WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to starting strong and staying calm. So, ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like there's this invisible leash dragging you back into the social media vortex even when you just want a moment of peace? You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing with notifications and your anxiety starts to creep up because, let's be honest, comparing ourselves to perfectly curated Instagram feeds is like playing a losing game. But here's the thing. Technology isn't inherently bad. It can be amazing for connecting with people, learning new things, and even just getting lost in a good cat video, don't judge. But it becomes a problem when it starts controlling us instead of the other way around. Today, we're diving into building healthy boundaries with technology and social media, because let's face it, our mental well-being deserves more than to be constantly ping-ponged between likes and notifications. Think of it like this. You wouldn't invite strangers over every hour on hour just because they knocked at your door, right? Your phone, your computer, those are your digital doors. And just like in real life, you have the power to choose who gets in and when. Here's a quick breakdown of 5 key things you can do today to reclaim your time and attention. 1. Schedule tech breaks. Seriously, this one is game-changing. Pick specific times during your day when you're going completely screen-free, maybe during meals, an hour before bed, or even just for 15 minutes while taking a walk. Think of it as digital detox time. This helps you break free from a constant stimulation and actually be present in the moment. 2. Limit your app time. We're talking about those apps that seem to have a black hole effect on your attention. Think social media, games, or anything that tends to suck you in for way longer than intended. Most phones have built-in tools to track your app usage. Use them. Set daily limits and stick to them. Trust me, it's like training those digital muscles to respect your time. 3. Turn off notifications seriously. Ever notice how just that little buzz or beep can interrupt your flow and make you want to immediately check your phone? Turn off those non-essential notifications, the ones that don't require immediate attention. You'll be amazed at how much more focused and productive you become when you're not constantly bombarded with distractions. 4. Curate your feed. This is a big one. It's so easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, right? Take some time to unfollow accounts that make you feel negative or envious. Follow people who inspire you, share valuable content, and make you feel good about yourself. Remember, your social media feed should be a source of positivity and inspiration, not anxiety and FOMO, fear of missing out. 5. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home, your bedroom, dining table, maybe even the bathroom, as tech-free zones. This helps you create physical boundaries that encourage relaxation and face-to-face interaction. Imagine a dinner conversation without phones buzzing on the table. It's amazing what can happen when you give technology a break. Here's a real-world example. Remember that time you were invited to a party, but all you could think about was scrolling through social media? Or maybe you felt pressure to check your phone constantly during a family gathering because you had to be connected. We've all been there. That's where those healthy boundaries come in. Imagine being able to fully enjoy the party without feeling the need to document it for Instagram, or having a truly present conversation with your loved ones without distractions. It's a game changer. Remember, building healthy boundaries with technology isn't about being anti-tech, it's about reclaiming control over your time and attention so you can live a more balanced, fulfilling life. Take these tips to heart and start enjoying the benefits of a tech-savvy world without letting it rule your life. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts on how you're building healthy boundaries with technology. I love hearing from you. Join the conversation on Instagram at Start Morning Reset. Until next time, keep it calm and collected out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.